And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 9. Today's date is May the 23rd, 2017. Excuse me, we have a live show for you today. It's a Tuesday, and looking forward to today's show. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I think it's very, very important that we do that because we are going to be going through some, there's going to be a real coordinated attack on alternative media or truth media, and starting to see that weigh itself out. So we don't want Black Talk Radio Network to go anywhere. So make sure that you give some of your financial energy to this network so it can maintain its overall direction. Please do that. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see the donation prompt that's there. And that's where you can sponsor this network with some of your financial energy. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, and that's what keeps Black Talk Radio Network on air with everything that it's doing and everything that it's done that you have deemed necessary and important. So it costs to actually maintain the direction of things and to do things. So please make sure we give some of our financial energy to this network so it can continue to grow, and it will be here in the future, as you will start to see many things. And just think about, if Black Talk Radio Network wasn't here for some of the things that you have come to know as true, how valuable is that to you? Very, very important. So give some of your financial energy. Another way that you can support the network is by going to being a part of this social media network known as BTR Community. And you can find that by going to www.btrcommunity, or you can find it on the homepage for the network. And for only $24 a year, you can do all of your social media activities with the network on its platform, and you can post things that you like to post, post informational things. You can post things about different things that are going on, and it's much more holistic than the other mainstream platforms, which is actually very, very harmful to many. So come on over to BTR Community and start posting there and get some of your information. It's the only place that I post. So very, very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, if you would like to save as a king or a queen, or if you would like to save as a lady and a gentleman, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y-M-I-N-T.com. check out what's in inventory there, and make sure that you contact someone at Prosperity Mint before, and that you can do that by going to info@prosperitymint.com so that you will, so that they can show you and explain to you the buying process and make sure you understand and give you some beneficial information. Very, very important. So please, definitely before you purchase there, reach out to them at info@prosperitymint.com and just let them know that you're a customer, and someone will give you a call and contact you and make sure that you are buying the correct way and understand the full process, okay? So you could do that by going to info@prosperitymint.com, okay? Also, on July the 1st of 2017, we will have a, a Controlling Your Wealth seminar here in Dallas on July the 1st of 2017. Come on down to Dallas. It is $300 per person or $550 for couples. And it's going to be at the Dallas Library. And it will be hosted by yours truly. And we are, we definitely will have the precious metals class that will be given there. The a portion of the precious metals class will be given there. You will learn how to leverage precious metals. You will also learn some of the things that are going on in the world that you can take full financial advantage of, and engage in to be more global, and some of the things that are going on in the world, and as well as you will learn about trust and foundations in that time period as well. And then there will be a hour where we will start to strategize, answer all questions that you may have, and then look at those that are there and to come up with a appropriate strategy of how we can all engage in a collective prudence to assist each other as we go along in the future. Very, very, very important. So that's going to be held here at Dallas on July the 1st of 2017. And you can go to the Eventbrite and just Eventbrite, just hit the Control Your Wealth seminar, and you will see it there, and it has a golden tree, and it says prosperity on it. So definitely get your tickets. Come on down. Would be, and that's going to be the 4th of July weekend, I guess that is. So instead of, you know, celebrating the falsehood of someone else's independence that actually was used to leverage your overall energy and your overall capabilities and talents against you, come on down here and we could talk about and develop and look at things that do work for in our benefit to establish your own sovereign and self-determining direction. So very, very important. So that will be July the 1st in Dallas. And you can definitely also, you can info@prosperitymint.com if you have any questions or comments. And there will also, there will be a live streaming platform, and we're going to get all of that worked out this week and have that ready for you all next week. For those of you that won't be able to come to Dallas, you can do it that way. So putting all of that together. So definitely looking forward to us coming together and developing and strategizing plans that you can utilize for your own beneficial good and develop your own individual, your family, and the community direction. Very, very important. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Also, oops, I forgot. There is an opportunity for you to join TradeCoinClub.com. Got it posted right there, just under the Eventbrite. And that's where you can use trade the top 10 cryptocurrencies, to where instead of just having one cryptocurrency and it's just sitting there, are you using it to buy different things? You could do that as well, but why not make it work for you? Just for me, I've gained on that over And I looked at it as we stand right now, and I don't know what it's going to be doing for the week. Roughly since the ninth, one trading week that I was into it, it was over $200 of earnings that I was able to do. So come on and join that. That's a good way to get into the cryptocurrencies, to where you can leverage it to actually be traded for you. And then you can establish your own platform and bring other people in, and there's a commission that they pay, and then the trading of it itself. So, and then also for everyone from that signed on from May the 9th up until June the 9th, every person that has funded their account completely and they started trading and they purchased their cryptocurrency, their Bitcoin. It doesn't have to be a whole Bitcoin, because a whole Bitcoin is over $2,200. And let me see where it is right now. It's hovering right around. And if you have any questions about it, you can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. It's hovering around $2,262.24. Oh, let me check that real quick. Let me update that. Boop. Updated, Dave. And it is updating to the same thing. So right now it's trading around $2,262.26. So went up a whole lot since I originally bought a Bitcoin, a whole lot. And it's gone since May the 9th. It's gone up drastically as well as it continues to go forward. And I sincerely think probably in the next 5 years, every single person on this planet, every person that pretty much every person that has a cell phone will have a, and I'm saying in the next 5 years, every person that has a cell phone will also have a digital currency. That's why you should be running into this now and getting it in, because it's endless where this is really, really going. So, and what is going to happen is that people will just have to get smaller and smaller fractions as it goes up. So get into it and get your overall gains now. So very, very, just some of the things that's going on. We're going to talk about that. So check out that. You can do that at Trade Coin Club. We have it posted there. And you can go to www.rcryptocurrency.com and sign up there. Okay? So let's jump into – oops, it went the wrong way. Jump into what's in the news. And then just before we get going, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation at any time today, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. And we will see you in queue. And if we don't, just say excuse me, because if I'm reading articles, I can't look at the board at the same time. So just so you know. So, all right, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article we got posted there is from BCC. Are you washing and drying your hands wrong? Now washing your hands, it sounds straightforward, but it isn't. Although there is plenty of evidence that washing your hands after you've been to the bathroom before eating or after traveling on public transportation can reduce the spread of diseases. Only 5% of people wash their hands properly at all the time. So it goes over some things on how to properly wash your hands. And there's some, you know, one of the things that I want to highlight in that is that all those antibacterial soaps and gels and all that other stuff, I don't use that stuff at all. It actually weakens your immune system. Let me just, I like the best way to explain it this way. The people that have the strongest immune systems are immune systems that are actually naturally fortified or augmented by way of nutrition and by way of minerals in like I said, nutrition, and exposed to different bacterias and everything, and they fight it off. Meaning this, people that have some of the strong, some of the people that have the strongest immune systems are those that work in sanitation, either at landfills or on sanitations. Those individuals, their immune system has been proven to be some of the strongest, and some doctors and nurses, their immune systems have been proven to be extremely strong because of their overall exposure to different bacterias and everything else that their body naturally fights off. So one of the things that I do, I never use that stuff that artificially, it actually hamstrings your immune system. The antibacterial soap actually can adversely affect your immune system to make it weaker, depending on the antibacterial element that they're using, if they're using one at all. But there's a natural antibacterial element that you all should be using that will actually do the opposite. It will strengthen your immune system while killing, making it antibacterial, antiviral, and that is silver, particularly colloidal silver. So definitely engage it in that. That's more of a holistic way, and that is what I do, and that's something that we all should be engaging in. What we know becomes very, very important. And remember, just from a biblical standpoint, says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge, but the most important part of that is that it's because my people have rejected knowledge. That's the most important thing. We reject knowledge entirely too much. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Business Insider. Seeing the terrifying amount of sugar that's in 16 popular beverages. Summer's around the corner, in which it comes to the temptations to cool down with ice-cold beverages, one of your favorite fast food chains. But beware, those neon-colored drinks are less, let me move this down, are less innocent than you think. Some of them are packed with even more than three times the amount of sugar that the FDA, Federal Death Administration, I mean Federal Drug Administration, recommends daily. Now, think about the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, means they're going to give you poison food by way of drugs. They tell you everything. So, but one of the things that most of and everybody has always had a battle with is, you know, that powder, that white powder. And I'm not talking about cocaine. I'm talking about one that's probably more deadlier than cocaine, that being white sugar. So check out that article.
Dave, I got a question.
Very, very important. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
How you doing today, brother?
Good, my man. Always good to hear your voice, brother. Always. Man, Brother Davis is so correct. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. What's up, my brother?
On that last article, because that's something that I have been debating with people, you know, cordial debates, but I try to, you said our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, right? But also, if your knowledge is based on a mythical history, you are not going to benefit from that history.
Right.
You don't have a realistic,
right,
you know, point of view. But that last article, say the title again. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No. That's you good, Scotty. It was the sugar,
right,
seeing the
right,
terrifying
right.
amount of sugars that are in 16 popular beverages. Unless you know, I'm going to pull that up since you brought it up. But go ahead, Scotty, while you do that, I'm going to pull it up.
Your statement is that they poisoning us, right? Something to that effect. You remember what you said?
Oh, the Federal Death Administration, and most good citizens, most good American citizens, most good law-abiding citizens to the overall laws of enslavement would say that they call themselves the FDA, the Federal Drug and Food and Drug Administration, but
now,
I call them the Federal Death Administration.
The stuff that they doing in terms of any kind of chemical additives to food or GMOs or something, that's targeting everybody, ain't it? Is it being selective about who is targeting?
Yeah, I think it does both. It targets everyone, but I think that they what happens is that there's a specific preferred target group, and We all know who they are. The ones that can produce the most energy, and that is the melaninated people.
When you say produce the most energy, to me, they would want to harness that energy, with their, which they are doing through modern-day slavery and human trafficking. I have yep. read an article about jobs being lost to robotics, and this has been brought up before, but there are like entire companies that's getting ready to get rid of their cashiers. There's a lot of people employed yeah. as cashiers in grocery stores and department stores. And now it's all, they already got the technology out there to self-checkout. Now they got it so with your smartphone, you just remove something from the shelf and it just charges your account. It just charges your account. Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do with all these people? Where they going to put them on a prison plantation and make slaves out of them?
Yeah.
That's what they going to harness yeah. that energy. But my question was more specific to the poisoning of the food chain. And there's one food chain, there's one FDA. So any kind of tainted food that is in the food supply, it's everybody is consuming it. Now, there are
yeah.
some communities that do have these, like, what they call whole foods and non-GMO foods, but the poor people, whatever your zip code is, if you living below the poverty level, then you know you probably buying your groceries at Dollar General or Family Dollar, which is going to be, you know, the type of food that you would want to avoid, but it is my assertion that everybody has to be concerned about that, man.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. It really does. Because I'm going to tell you, okay, I'm going to put it straight, and you're absolutely, in my opinion, Scott, you're absolutely right. This is what it is. If the system has, it's a caste system, and it is a system that they want to ensure that the few can control the many, and what they do is they set up levels of that so that they can insulate themselves from the overall adverse effect. Because even with their overall enslavement and subjugation agenda, there are very strong drawbacks and adversities that come along with that to maintain it. They have to energize to maintain that direction and everything else. So in order to do it, they've methodized there's a nomenclature to enslavement, meaning there's a process, a systematic approach to it to best suit the outcome that you want. And one of the things is poisoning the food, and there's certain levels of people that they want to definitely target more than others, but they equally hate everyone on the same level. Because what they do is they change this thing around. Today's bottom slaves will be the middle slaves in the future, and today's middle slaves will be the top slaves, and then it will change over, you know, from century to century. That way it's cyclical, and they continue to remain in power. So because we always look outwardly, we very few resonate spiritually or based off of frequency. So yeah, the poison is so that everybody, and that poison, what does it really do? It prevents your body from working to its optimum, to where you would be able to discern the truth from a lie, or what's good and what's natural versus something that's artificial.
Like,
you know,
Dave,
how it's
for example,
so funny. Go ahead, Scott.
What a lot of people sleeping on is, and I don't know if the research has been done, but it makes sense to me, and I think there has been some warnings about plastic bottles and liquids being in plastic bottles or any kind of food. You know what kind of effect that's happened. And so some people say, I mean, because plastic is made by a chemical process. So
petroleum-based.
Yeah, so it's made plastic food containers and stuff like that, man. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's another means that people are taking in these chemicals in their bodies. I know somebody brought up the plastic bottles. They said they won't drink from a plastic water bottle.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that you want to go to glass. And, you know, it's the natural way is the best way, and it all because it's the most sustaining way. When we didn't have all the toxins, what did man do? They brought on civilization. And there's an old Indian proverb, and I'm gonna have to remember it. I don't want to mess it up because I don't want to mess up. Basically, it said, you know, we brought in man's civilization, the white man's society, and it polluted the air, polluted the water, polluted the you know our bodies, and. Now, you know, and before when the only thing you had to do was, you know, wake up, be sovereign, go hunt, go fish, you know, and spend time with your family. But, you know, if you take it from a man's point of view, you know what I mean that was. But that's all you had to do all day. So very, very true. And so and I would say you look at, you know, in today's world, and the way you could tell is that, in today's world, it's so funny how there's animals that in the wild, there's certain things that they won't touch because they know it's poison. And there's certain things that they know that they need from time to time, and they know right where to go to get it, and it works, and it sustains them. And not only does it sustain them, they are much more healthier and much stronger and able to do what they need to do. And it's amazing how there's a natural process to it all, and they stay within that realm. And because of that, they're able to prosper and they're able to multiply and be and have, you know, sovereignty. And there is no ownership of anything. There is just the use of everything in a collective prudence. But then what happens? Then man comes along and pollutes that whole system, because it's not man that pollutes it, it's man's economy that pollutes it. Very, very different energy force. So, yeah, we have got to get away from this if we want to really seek some form of sustainability and some meaningful sustainability, because you will sustain, but what quality of life and what quality of what type of inheritance and prosperity will you be able to enjoy during that overall lifespan? So very, very important. Okay, so now we're going to jump into the next article. Next article. This one comes from Yonhap News. North Korea says its leaders okay deployment of new missiles for combat action. North Korea celebrity figurehead Kim Jong-un has approved the deployment of a new intermediate range ballistic missile for combat use as the country succeeds in its test firing. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. Celebrity figurehead President Trump proposes selling half of the U.S. strategic oil reserves. The celebrity figurehead iconic the White House building plans to trim the national debt, including selling off half of the nation's emergency oil supply, part of a broad series of changes proposed by celebrity figurehead Donald Trump to the federal government's role in energy making. Do you hear what they said here? Going to sell off half of the U.S.'s strategic oil reserves. Let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. They're not selling it off. That's just the key word. That's just the politically correct word. The world and the debt has been so large, it's caused for the default in the United States. That's being seized by other countries. And they'll say, yeah, you could say you sold it to us, but you're going to give it to us for nothing at all. This is critical. Critical. Think about it. Why would you try to sell oil into an oversaturated market for oil right now when OPEC can't even move oil right now? They want to slow the stream of oil because the price of oil is too low right now. It went down to $29 a barrel, but it's back up to $51 a barrel. But profit is not made until over $108 a barrel. So you want to sell your oil now? No, ladies and gentlemen, that's the trick. And we're going to get to that today. Very, very important. It's telling you how close we are to what we've been trying to prepare you all for and what we've been working together, in which I definitely enjoy doing that. And I'm so grateful to you all and being a part of that as we move forward, and how we're going to leverage that to our advantage from the opportunities that will come from this will be great. So check that article out. Next article comes from Strategic Culture, Shaping the Future, Moscow and Beijing's multipolar world order. Once in a while, think tanks such as the Booking Institute are able to deal with high strategical and current issues. Often, the conference held by such organizations are based on false pretenses and the sole intent being to undermine and downplay efforts of strategical opponents of the United States. That is all changing. So check out that article. Very, very critical article, goes along with other things that we're going to be talking about today. Next article from Reuters. It says, please help me. Frantic parents hunt for missing children after concert blast. Desperate parents and friends use social media to search for loved ones on Tuesday after a blast killed at least 19, they say 22, at a British concert by U.S. singer A Grande, with images of happy-looking teenagers posted next to pleas for help. And I posted this article because, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this on here on Tando Radio Show in a while. Please have a plan for your children when things go awry, because things are going to be going awry. And if you don't, we had a very in-depth class show about this. Parents are going to be losing their minds when they lose contact with their children. And I'm going to tell you, don't let that happen to you. Establish a plan with your children so that they know the appropriate way to act. And, you know, one of the things that is very, very hard, and we just talk about this this alleged bombing that happened in England. One of the things that I noticed is this. Very, very important. I'm not talking about anything other than what one of the things that I noticed. We've been taught to actually become one of our own obstacles in a moment of crisis. What do I mean by that? Yes, it was a scary thing for everyone there. This is why you shouldn't be resonating with scary movies and all of that other stuff, because the system is very, very wise, because it plays on the very, very ignorant or the very, very dumb. What I mean by dumb is people that don't listen, people that don't observe, people that don't think independently. At that event, just from what I saw on the news, a lot of the people, even though they were young people, teenagers, some adults commingled into there and everything else, they became their own worst obstacles once the event happened. Why? Because they were all running and screaming. Why are you screaming? What is your scream? And a lot of people would say that's a natural reaction. No, it isn't. That's a trained reaction to continue to perpetuate the hysteria to make it even more. By you screaming, it heightens your inability to think.
Right.
You're fearful. Fear is a choice. And what it was, we talked about this, that movie that Will Smith and his son was in, was that fear, danger is real, but fear is a choice. And when you start, ladies, just because you've been taught to scream doesn't mean that that is going to do you any good. Is there a time and place for you to scream, and is it appropriate for that? Yes, it may be, but every time you're scared, that's not a time for you to. It actually will make the situation worse. How do I know this is true? Well, because I've worked with people that scream before they were shown and taught that that is only going to make the system work. Worse. I mean, that is only going to make the situation work. You running and screaming. Now, listen, for our young people, particularly of our daughters, You running and screaming is not going to solve anything in most cases, in cases such as that. Okay? Is there a time and place for everything? Yes. That means that there will be some times when there's no place for running and screaming. But it's always a place for thinking. Always a place for thinking. So, young ladies, if you are somewhere and somewhere goes awry, stop screaming and start thinking. Okay? It may be the difference between you and someone else that is screaming getting hurt, and the likelihood of the one that's running around screaming, just running in, you know, and this is how a lot of people were trampled in this whole situation. That was because of the hysteria. Now, do you need to get your butt out of the way? Yes. But screaming actually prevents you from channeling energy in a thoughtful way. You're actually slowing yourself down when you scream. Thinking speeds you up. Hysteria makes you paralyzed. So stop with this trained mentality that the system has taught you to do. It's only going to harm you. Now, you don't, this is going to harm you. You don't have to like what I said or agree with what I say. That's mildly interesting. But the truth of the matter is that that's because most want to hold on to the illusion that everything is going to be all right. And then soon as something goes awry, what's the first thing that they do? They start getting scared and paralyzed and scream. So you're not prepared.
Dave.
Yes.
In a situation like that, what I would recommend is that as soon as you hear a blast like that and then all these people running, you want to seek shelter. You want to look at if there's anything around that you can crawl under, a table, anything that could stop shrapnel. And then also running crowds make for easy targets from, you don't know if it was other shooters there. You know, you could have a bomber, a suicide bomber, and then you could have some shooters. And, you know, just shooting into a crowd, it's like shooting at fish in a barrel. So while those people running and screaming, you should be sheltering and hiding, taking shelter. That's, you know, and so then you could calmly assess the situation. It don't take no minute to assess what's going on around you. You can assess what's going on around you in mere seconds. But on that story day, the first thing I noticed was that they alleged that the suicide bomber was Libyan. Okay, so we opened up the program with the track from my brother Sincere Nokwari about what they did to Gaddafi. Gaddafi was holding back these sort of people, religious fanatics, that would sacrifice themselves for another man's cause or religious ideology and do something like that. There were no Libyans doing stuff like that until Hillary Clinton, with Barack Obama's permission, took out Gaddafi, and they used religious fanatics to do it. Just watch the video of Gaddafi being brutalized. What are they doing? You know, a bunch of religious fanatics worked themselves up in a fever talking about some Allah Akbar. So again, just like the other day, we blame Hillary Clinton. I blame Hillary Clinton for China figuring out who was the informants because she used that unsecure BlackBerry while in China. I blame Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for this bombing if in fact it was a Libyan. Because now Libya is what? It's basically a terrorist training ground with a bridge right into Europe.
Man, well said, Scotty. So I agree wholeheartedly. And much love, much respect to Strategic Melanin and the princesses that she has with her. Much love, much respect. And let me tell you, Scotty gave a lot of points that Scotty gave there. And let's talk about this. First thing we want to talk about. I'm going to give you, and I usually don't talk about some personal things with me, and I'm not going to start now, but that is for personal conversation with individuals. But this is what I would say. You have to engage in conversations with people, especially our young people, that you absolutely love. Gave some advice to someone that... personal advice to someone, and They listen. Then years later, a situation came about. And while they were somewhere, a situation came out where there was a massive fight that broke out. And the individual had already, before they go anywhere, they look at, is it safe for me to be in that environment? And if it isn't, what can make it more safer? Or what do I need to be looking for? And first thing, you need to know where the exits are, to be next to those exits, and realize that you have to know how close you are to an exit based off how many people there are. And let me just tell you this. If there is a door, a regular common door that's in your home, an apartment, or in a building, if it's a door, you know, maybe 7 feet tall, 3 feet wide, and if there are thousands of people behind that door, let me tell you what's going to happen. And I've seen it before. Everyone will rush to that door, and everyone will get stuck in that door. You will see heads, half of bodies out, and people on the bottom will be getting suffocated, and to where there's no pushing that crowd back in time, and people will be trampled to death and everything else, and they're all hanging out of the door. You'll have arms, legs, and people trying to get out, and nobody will be able to move, and the crowd will continue to push and run for that door. And we're supposed to be civilized people, but when panic happens, people lose their mind. So what am I saying to you? If you're at a concert, an indoor concert, if you're regardless of where you are, you have to know what your surroundings are. And if you ever sleep on that, and it doesn't matter who you are, if you train or not train, if you make that one mistake, you may have gotten away with it so many other times, but if you violate that thing and something goes wrong, the overall forces of this is where the spirit of the law will supersede the letter of the law. This is where physics will determine your outcome. And 1,000 people can't walk through a door at one time. That means nobody moves. So what does that tell you? If you're in that type of situation, like Scotty is saying, it's better for you to be very close to the door. What do I mean? Within arm's reach where you could touch that door. And as soon as something goes wrong, what do nosy people do? Nosy people always look to see what is happening, and that's your opportunity to get out the way. There's always a golden opportunity and a last opportunity to move. With me, if I'm somewhere, and one of the things that you could do in practicing that is that when you're on the freeways, if you see an accident on your right-hand side or your left-hand side, train yourself to ignore it. You already know what it is. Fight the urge to look at it. It may save your life in the future. Why? So that you will start to condition yourself to always be into thought as to where is it that I need to get to. Especially if the paramedics and the fire department and the first responders are there, there's nothing that you can do unless you're a doctor or a nurse. Nothing that you can do. The only thing is that you may want to look, because that's curiosity kills the cat. So how you can train yourself now is that every time you come across an accident on the freeway, don't look. Fight the urge to look. But what I want you to do is I want you to be tempted to look. And in your temptation, beat your temptation. Because once you learn to start to beat that temptation, that is the same energy that you can use to beat temptation in the future. So one, if you are in a concert or in some place where there's a lot of people that they can't physically, the rules of physics won't be broken unless they make another hole in that wall, can't go through that door. That means you need to be right at that door. And as soon as something happens, regardless of what it is, it's a fight or whatever, you move. And God forbid, as soon as you hear a boom, you know everybody is going to start running right away because of this. Some people will look, but the people that are closer to that explosion is not going to be looking. They're going to be trying to run and get out of the way, and that's when the stampede happens. You got to beat that stampede. And if you condition your mind to think that way, It could be very beneficial to you. I know I asked, actually talked to someone and gave them that rule of thumb. They were somewhere. Something bad happened at a house party. They were by the window at the bottom floor. They jumped. They were able to get out of the window before everybody else was able to get out of the window. It was only three people after them that were able to get out of the window before that overall window was full to capacity when nobody can move. And ain't nobody going to be polite and say, all right, you go. And it's not going to be organized and coordinated. No. That takes great discipline. This is why a trained mind always defeats the untrained mind. Very, very important. So just wanted to definitely say that and wanted to go on with this. Is like Scotty said, if you are there, please. As Scotty said, you want to know the difference between cover and concealment, okay? Sometimes you want to conceal yourself from people, and you want to get cover from what the tools that people are using. Cover from chairs, from glass, from bottles, from shrapnel, from bullets. That's what you get cover from. Concealment is that you're hiding yourself from people that are using tools. And your concealment may not stop the tools that they're using, but maybe if they don't see you, that gives you an advantage. We're going to talk about that, especially in our preparedness classes. We're going to go over that extensively. Very, very important. Be aware of what you're doing. Be thoughtful. Be a warrior. Okay? Very, very important that we do that. So just wanted to do that. Appreciate them as well. Strategic Melanin. Much love, much respect. Okay, so we're going to jump back into if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. Would love to hear from you. So in this Reuters, the parents were frantic trying to find their children. If we would give our children options and train them and get them to think for themselves, they will let you know that they're fine. Okay? And one of the things that I notice is that some of the people in this whole thing, they're holding on to posters and everything. Man, some of the posters that they bought there, man, drop those posters. Then some people that had their shoes on, I tell you, when you need to get out of Dodge, ladies, those heels don't work so well. But if you got a plan for it, know what to do. So and be mindful that in a stampede situation, your heels become a great hindrance. One, because you'll turn your ankle, then you take your shoes off, and what is everybody else doing? The men with their boots and everything else on is stepping on your toes, and if it breaks your foot, you're not going to be able to move. So many things. Don't need to wear heels where there's going to be a lot of people. Got to think ahead, just in case, because if it does happen, Just for you to think, you roll your ankle or you break your foot or someone else breaks your foot or multiple people step on your feet and they keep stepping on your feet. How many times anyone here has ever stubbed their toe? What is your immediate reaction? You stop. That's it. Imagine people kicking you and running and stepping on your feet continuously. Yes, your adrenaline will kick in, but sometimes it may not be enough, because then what happens is we start crying from the pain and we surrender. This is where your toughness is going to have to kick in. This is where your toughness and your trained convictions and your willpower will have to kick in. There was an NFL player that played in a game with a broken leg. Was his leg hurting and everything else? Yes, but his will. He was able to, so much that goes along with a lot of things. So just definitely want to do that. Have a plan. Next article, it goes with Bloomberg. Commodity traders have a real big problem. And this is the whole setup for the economic collapse is setting up. What they're basically saying is that the excuse is that there is no exclusive information anymore. Transparency is helping them. It's hurting the system of the big brokerage houses from stealing and robbing from you. Very, very important. Check out. This gives you a heads up as to what the plan is. Next article from Bloomberg. Greece deal on debt relief founders as talks stretch to June. So they weren't able to reach deals, and this thing is only going to continue to grow. And then last article, why China, and this comes from Epoch Times, why China yuan won't be the world's reserve currency. Why the Chinese yuan won't be the world's reserve currency. I like to say why the Chinese renminbi won't be the world's reserve currency. Whenever someone gets too big, too important, there are other players who can't compete by themselves call for a challenger. This is true in sports, business, and even for currencies. Because the dollar is so big and important, smaller countries were happy when the euro was launched to provide a counterbalance, if not to challenge the dollar's position outright. And my commentary on this was that China is too smart to fall for that trick of being WRC. That's WRC means World Reserve Currency. So very, very important, and we're going to touch on this. And today's show is part two. The global actions are necessary to thrive. And this is going to be part two. We didn't get into it too much yesterday, but we're going to get into it today. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And my man Scotty said Lawrence Taylor might have been jacked up on cocaine, but played on that broken leg. Yeah, I think it was it was Ham for the Steelers, I think it was, that played on a broken leg. Lawrence Taylor broke a lot. Well, he broke, oh man, broke a compound fracture for Theismann, did that one. But yeah, Lawrence was a beast. So much love, much respect. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. And what do I want to do before we just get out of here on this commercial break? But before we come back, so we're going to look at, there's a couple of things that I definitely want to bring to your attention, a couple of articles. And what we need to be talking about, there are some global moves that we need to be taking. I'm going to just take one article real quick, then give you some ideas of some things, and then open up the phone lines. We need to change the way that we're doing business. Our business can't be done within our arm's reach. It has to be global. It has to be going forward. We have to establish some relevant plans and some investments. An investment is something that you see now for returns later, but the returns aren't something that you consume. The term you only use a small portion of it. It requires great monetary and great frugal discipline of you being a prodigious saver. The key to wealth always starts in you being a saver. If you're not a saver, it's very, very difficult, or is virtually impossible for you to be wealthy. Because you consume what you come in. Doesn't matter if it's $100, doesn't matter if it's $10, it doesn't matter if it's a million or a billion. If you bring in a billion and you consume a billion, you broke. Discipline, and this is what we want to establish with you all. So looking forward to, and this is one of the things that we definitely will be using, some tactics and some ideas and some commitment that we can all make with each other on July 1st and at the seminar that we're going to be having, Controlling Your Wealth Seminar here in Dallas on July 1st. Come on down, go to the Eventbrite, Controlling Your Wealth at Eventbrite. So that's what we're going to be doing, looking forward to it. So getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, we'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And, you know, I noticed yesterday, Roz had posted some articles that I didn't even see or get to because I was just going back down because I wanted to find an article that I forgot to post, and there was some articles that were there. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. So let me run over those real quick. Roz posted this one. We're going to jump into today's show. This comes from, quote, Quartz. I think that's Quartz.com, QZ.com. New York wants to declare America's busiest railway station a national emergency. So check out that one article. Next one, he posted this one. Raj posted this one from AP News. Leaks found on Dakota Access Pipeline System. Check out that article. Next one. Oh, okay, because they got posted after. Okay, this one is from Rise posted this New York Times. Michael Flynn misled Pentagon about Russia lies, letter says. Russia ties. Sorry about that. Next one. Rise posted this one from the Huffington Post. Climate change may force millions of Americans to move inland. And the last one, Rise posted this from the Time. Top Democrats. Michael Flynn lied about payments from Russia. State TV network. So check out that. Those were the articles that Rise posted yesterday. Didn't get posted. And there was an article I posted yesterday after the end of the show, and it's from News Guru. Nun arrested for allegedly helping priests to rape deaf children. Nun arrested for allegedly helping priests to rape deaf children. And what's so funny about this is that as this nun was arrested for this, they take a picture of this nun as she's being escorted by law enforcement authorities, and they're all ginger with her and everything else, and they allow her handcuffs to be in front of her. And because they're saying that she poses no threat to them. How is just amazing. Just amazing. So check out this article. It was one, you know, that maybe we'll talk about a little later. But we'll get to it. So I want to jump into today's show. Okay, today's show is Global actions are necessary to thrive. And I said that for us, that we need to look at some global things that in order for us to thrive. So I want to read an article that we posted yesterday, and it's from Strategic Culture. World leaders gather in Beijing while the U.S. sinks into irrelevancy. Very, very important. And that means that you are the true targets of being irrelevant going forward, meaning you won't be able, you will be underneath the caste system. The caste system will steal and harness all of your energy, and none of your energy will be beneficial to you. That's what the real setup is. That's reading between the lines. So there's an article that this article I definitely want to pick up, okay? And so we're going to take a look at it. Donald Trump and his senior advisors, and between the White House press secretary and various presidential aides, world leaders gather in Beijing to discuss the creation of a modern-day land and maritime Silk Road. To improve, once again, remember when I said everything is cyclical? They're bringing back the Silk Road. Why are they bringing back they're going to bring back the spice trade routes, the Silk Road routes. Why are those? Because those are ancient asset exchange routes, because they're going back. And then later on, after that, they'll bring in debt. And guess what? The people that you see at top now will be at the bottom. The people that you see at the bottom now will be on top. That's how the system continues. It's nothing new. It's all historical lies. So it goes on. To improve the economic conditions of nations around the world, nothing more could have illustrated the massive divide between the concern of many nations of the world and those of the United States, which is rapidly descending into second-rate power status. I would say the United States is not descending into second-rate power status. It is already descending into a third-world economy. It's past the second rate, my opinion, along with its NATO allies, Britain, France, and Germany. While Mr. Trump... Let me move this up. While Mr. Trump was threatening to fire his senior White House staff, reprising his one-time role in his reality TV show, The Apprentice, China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's President Vladimir Putin and presidents and prime ministers from around the world sat down to discuss the creation of a new international and intercontinental highways, railways, and maritime roads under China's proposed Silk Road Economic Belt and the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, also known as One Road, One Belt. Okay? So now, all these world leaders are sitting down to construct this, and guess who's not there? There is the reality show Energy, because that reality show Energy is not only in the White Houses and most of our houses as well. While we're busy watching and dealing and living through reality shows, the rest of the world is preparing for the reality of the economic paradigm shift from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. I hate to say it, there's not one reality show that is getting you prepared for that at all. It is just getting you comfortable. One of the things that the slaughterhouse does is that it wants to make all of its stock, its sheeple, to be comfortable and fatten up for slaughter. So this is what's happening. Let me move this down. Even countries that are cool on China's initiative, including India and Japan, sent representatives to the summit that carried a bit more of a cult than the pathetic representation of the United States. And so China and Japan don't, excuse me, India and Japan don't get along with China at all. India and China actually shoot each other on the borders. And you, and if you don't know the historical mistrust in borderline ready to go to war with each other for those two countries, India and Japan, very, very true. But big business has a way of making enemies friendly. Never forget that. A little-known special assistant to Trump and senior director of the East Asia of, excuse me, and director for East Asia of National Security Council. In fact, the only reason Trump sent anyone to represent the United States at the Beijing gathering was because a special request by President Jinping during his recent meeting with Trump at the president's private Mar-a-Lago club resort in Palm Beach, Florida. So that was the only reason why they were there, is because China's president said you should come. And they know in the U.S., but see, this is why. You should come to so you'll know that you're no longer relevant. Now you have to be invited. I'll let you come. The roles have completely changed. It goes on. South Korea, which saw relations with China sour over Americans' placements of the Thermal High Altitude Area Defense, known as THAAD, missile system in South Korea, sent a delegate to Beijing after a phone call between South Korea's new liberal president, Moon Jae-in, and President Jinping. Moon responded to the phone call by sending a delegate led by his Democratic Party's veteran legislators to Beijing. Even North Korea, which South Korea, Japan, and the United States, by firing a ballistic missile into the waters near Russia, sent a delegate to Beijing's meeting headed to Kim Jong-un's, the North Minister of External Economic Relations. The Trump administration, which sent a virtually unknown to Beijing, complained loudly about North Korea's representation at the Silk Road Summit. But Washington's complaints was conveyed by someone as unknown as Mr. Pataji. And Rich Allen, a low-level spokesperson for the United States State Department East Asian Bureau. The reason why the United States is being spoken for by middle-grade bureaucrats is because the nation that still believes it is the world's only remaining superpower is now governed by an administration rife with top-level vacancies, interagency squabbling, and amateur league players. Even though major European Union members states were not represented in Beijing, but their heads of government, Germany sent its economic minister. She warned, however, that the EU would not sign a Silk Road agreement with China unless certain EU demands on free trade and labor conditions were guaranteed. Germany's reluctances did not seem to faze other European nations, which represented in Beijing, but their heads of government, and appeared to be more there in support of the Chinese initiative. These EU member states leaders, including Italian Prime Minister, Spanish Prime Minister, Polish Prime Minister, Greek Prime Minister, Czechoslovakia's President, Hungary's Prime Minister. Moreover, had British Prime Minister May not been in the middle of a general election campaign, she would have been in Beijing. Nevertheless, she sent British Chancellor in her place. If the Trump administration had hoped to convey, had hoped to convince world leaders to stay away from Beijing, it was solely disappointing. The United Nations Security General was there, along with the president of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde, also present in Beijing, with the president of Turkey, the Philippines, Argentina, Chile, Indonesia, Kazakhstan, Switzerland, Kenya, Uzbekistan, Laos, as well as prime ministers from Vietnam, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Serbia, Malaysia, Fiji, move this down, Ethiopia, Cambodia, and other nations. Minister delegates from Afghanistan, Israel, Bangladesh, Brazil, Egypt, Finland, Iran, Kuwait, Libya, Romania, Nepal, New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, South Sudan, Syria, Tajikistan, Thailand, Tunisia, Uganda, United Arab Emirates were at the Beijing summit. Japan was represented by senior advisors to the prime minister and secretary general of the Liberal Democratic Party. France, which was experiencing a change of president, sent former prime minister there. The Silk Road Initiative has projects planned in all nations whose governments were represented in Beijing. Let me stop there really quickly. The Silk Road Initiative has projects planned in all nations whose governments were represented in Beijing, except for the United States and Israel, in addition to nations represented by their government's heads of states and ministries. Silk Road agreements were signed between China, Pakistan, Georgia, Armenia, Bosnia, and in other countries. Okay, now, so let me stop there really quickly. Why is this so important? This is what is going to be the new G7, G20 is going to be established with. It's going to be made up of, instead of the G20, the G7 summits, they will go away with NATO and with the United States. And they will all go into the Silk Road and the One Belt, One Road initiative. And these will be the nations, and the rest of the world will follow in this. Now, why is this so significant? Because in order to get all of those individual countries there, and for those countries to have an interest in it, now that they all agree on everything that was there. No, absolutely not. But they were all there in Beijing because China had put this together. And they all know we need to go to China for the economic future. Israel and the United States is telling you everything. They will become irrelevant economically, geopolitically, and some people say, no, that'll never happen. You speak the same words that those that spoke in Rome did. You speak the same words that those that spoke in the other empires. All empires fall, because the system needs empires to fall for it to remain relevant. So if you are one that likes to throw that conspiracy theory term, then by that means that you should definitely understand that all empires form because it is that same energy that you resonate with making all the excuses for them. And it's so funny, they don't need to make up lies. The naive people of the world make up excuses for them against their own purpose, best interest too. But what's happening is that all of these countries are coming together, and these are all economically relevant countries, and primarily most of the ones that control resources, all of them are there, all of them, and they understand. And one of the galvanizing forces for them to be there is because they're going to push the United States completely out. It's the dismantling. And this is why you're going to see the United States in receivership so much more. So let me get, so what's going on here? They're establishing where the economy in the terms of those economies and establishing what the overall agreements in trade will be. From these summits, I definitely believe that all of these countries will start to back their overall with assets, anchoring them primarily into the precious metals, oil, food production, labor and manufacturing capabilities. Will the United States be cut out of that? Yes and no. Yes by this. Well, let me first say no. No because of this. The United States will have to back its currency more appropriately as a opening back the gold and silver window and other assets windows. They will have to do that. But when they do that, the rest of the world is going to say, no, you don't, because the gold that you have is stolen from our nations. And the gold that you acquired, even if you required anybody by your own purchases and everything else, your dollar was a toxic asset of fraud. So you have to give up all of your assets and then work your way from the bottom up. That's when the rest of the world will say no. And how is that going to be all materialized? By war and by the untying the states once the U.S. loses the war. When the U.S. loses the war, bye-bye, Israel. Bye-bye, the United States. It will be the untied states. And what they will do is that they will come in, and this is why the strategic oil reserves is going to be sold. Because it's an asset. But they're selling it at the wrong time because they know it is, because they're being forced to. They have nothing else to offer. This is a very important indication of how close it is to the announcement that we're sorry. What you've been working for all your lives in dollars, in U.S. currency, is no longer accepted globally and is not being accepted here. We're going to have to create a new dollar, and it doesn't have, and you're going to have to accept a new dollar, and there's a debt default on the old one. So everything that you worked for in the past by way of cash is now irrelevant, worthless, because it's based in debt. That debt has been absorbed into bankruptcy, liquidation, and reallocation. The assets will be taken out. And once the assets are taken out, ladies and gentlemen, it's just like taking a store and taking out all of its goods to be sold or used by its debtors for their benefit. While the store will still be there, the store owner will have to come up with new ways to pay for his employees with inventory that it no longer has to sell. How are you going to pay your employees? How are you going to pay your mortgage? How are you going to? You're not going to be able to. What are you going to do? Close for business. And what is going to happen? That business location is still valuable. Someone else is going to come in, buy that shop that you used to have and put their own shop there, change the name and sell products or whatever they choose to, and they're going to be open for business. It's the exact same thing that's going to happen here. Out of business. And this is something that is, in my opinion, crucial for us to understand and start to move around. Look around everywhere that you go, regardless of what city you're in, what township you're in, what suburb you're in. Look at how many retail stores and look at the overall commercial market. It's so many vacancies. And these are some stores in institutions that you thought were doing well for a very, very long time, and they're struggling. Because it's designed. All empires fall. And so why is this so relevant before we get ready to go to a commercial break? Here's the significance of it. The best way to put this is like a retail store, a strip mall, where yesterday it had American stores all there, and they were accepting everything for the past years, and now it's less American, less American. Pretty soon all of those American stores will be out of business, but that strip mall will still be there. It will be some other nation that will be there selling their goods for services, and guess what they'll do? Gotcha, Scotty. Guess what they'll do? They'll hire you to work there on the paying you in the U.S. currency that is won't have any purchasing power anywhere else, meaning all of your goods and everything else is going to be imported from somewhere else, or you will make them in the United States for non-American companies. And what are they going to do? They're going to charge you in their currency for you to pay for it, but they're going to pay you in your depreciated currency in the United States, meaning everyone will have a job, but no one will get a living wage for it that is sustainable. This trick is so huge. This is why, and we talked about it before, why all these companies are coming back. Because they're coming back because the overall opportunity to not pay labor is going to be great here. This is going to be the land of the slaves, the land of the sweatshops. It was done to other nations by the behest of the dollar. It will be done by the other nations at their currency. So this is what's really happening, and all of these trades are being established outside. Scotty, you have a question or comment, brother?
Yes, I have a question. My question is, don't those sweatshops already exist here in the United States on the prison plantations? I've seen pictures of female prisoners, modern-day slaves, sewing up clothing and stuff, whether it be uniforms for McDonald's, whether it be Victoria's Secret. Again, I hate to keep reminding people that slavery, or these things are already here. They just, what I think the focus should be on is the expansion. Well, the focus should be on ending this and implementing a system based on justice. But now they are looking to expand those sweatshops on these prison slavery.
Exactly.
Because the model been working so well, and ain't nobody been stopping them up to this point.
Right. That's why it has grown so much. And see, the thing about what's happened with Scotty's, this is why these codified laws have been expanding, where they could put people in, and there is no justice at all. Because guess what? By you defaulting on debt, it's against the law. Now you committed a crime. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to expand that whole industrial prison complex to everyone that's in violation of the trick and the deception and the fraudulent creation of what they call justice is blind. Right, it is blind. It's blind to justice itself. So telling. So yes, this is going to be the further expansion of what has already been grown. And because it's not enough, now the whole world is going to want to. And I would say for those in the world, this is why at some point in some time you have to walk away from it all. You know, it wasn't when you're on the bottom, it's very easy to see how just it is. And when you're on the luxurious top, it's very easy to care less about anything else that goes on other than maintaining the luxury that you're in. And I would say, never give up eternal liberty for temporary luxury. Regardless of how rich you think man's economy has made you, it's a facade, it's a lie, it's unjust. It's filled with ubiquitous fraud. It makes you a fraud. So very, very important that we resonate in a different way, go in a different direction. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You'd like to give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. When we come back, open up the phone lines, and we need to be talking about some of the things that we should be doing. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue. I just want to read two more paragraphs, very, very important. To emphasize and to drive this home as we open up the phone lines. Here it goes. So the article says, the one clear message the Beijing meeting set out for the world is that America's unpolar vision of the world was dead and buried, meaning the Make America Great Again, America First. That vision of the world was dead and buried. Even among Washington's longtime friends and allies, no one wanted to hear Donald Trump referred to as the leader of the free world. That phrase has been discarded into the waste bins of history, along with America's insistence that it was the world's only superpower. The United States is a power, a second-rate one that happened to possess a first-rate nuclear arsenal, which I will say to you is no longer first-rate at all in itself. Because the nuclear arsenal that it has now can easily be nullified by way of technology in today's world. But nuclear weapons were not being discussed in Beijing. Major projects were on the agenda, projects that, when completed, would leave the United States at sea in the perpetual wash. Move this down. The president of China, Jinping, in his keynote address to the conference, said that the One Belt, One Road initiative is a project for the century and that will benefit everyone across the world. And to put his money where his mouth is, Jinping said China will contribute 80 billion yuan, roughly around U.S. dollars, 113 billion, as added financial to create a global network of highways, railways, and maritime links in a reconstruction of the ancient Silk Road that linked China to the West. Meanwhile, in Washington, Trump spoke of having recorded tape conversations with his fired director of the FBI, Comey, setting off a political firestorm, a new global infrastructure being spoken about in Beijing and political hijinks, the major topic of the conversation in Washington. The U.S. has fallen into second-rate global status and is seriously ill as a cohesive nation state, but does not even realize it. China and Russia are used the Beijing summit to showcase several Eurasian initiatives, including the Russian-inspired Eurasian Economic Union, the EEU, and the China-initiated Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the AIIB. Both China and Russia heads of state. Let it be known that the BRIC allies from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa was still a predominant world entity, even though South Africa was not represented in Beijing, but its president in India's choice not to send any representative to Beijing. So, just stop it there and then lay this out, and then we'll open up. Here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, which you already know. There is being a reorganization of the world globally. You have to do that as well. And there are certain things that you should be engaging in. You should require that you get paid in something other than the U.S. dollar. Meaning this, your energy should create another stream of income that is not beholden to the U.S. dollar, or else you will be left holding the overall debt default and the bankrupt. The U.S. dollar is not going to go into bankruptcy. Everyone that holds it will go into bankruptcy because it will steal your assets. Most importantly, your energy. Because what will happen is by you holding the U.S. dollar, you will be violating international laws of paying your bills. If you ever know anything about Dubai, if you ever go to Dubai, one of the things that happens in Dubai, very easy. You don't need a Social Security number. You don't need a credit report or anything else or credit history. They will give you credit. But the moment you default on that credit, you go to jail, and you can go to jail forever. That is going to be how the world looks on the crime of theft, because it's by fraud. Debt is fraudulent. You're trying to defraud the debtor. And it can defraud the lender. So, this is where we're moving. And you, in my opinion, it's so important. This is one of the things that we're going to be discussing and establishing in Dallas on July the 1st. Alternative means to you to establish you being paid in something other than the U.S. dollar, primarily in preference would be an asset for you to be paid as a king and a queen or as a lady and a gentleman in silver and gold. If not that, something else that is not tied, that you can put your energy into, that is not tied to the U.S. dollar. Those that engage in that, years from now, centuries from now, their overall relatives will speak of them as the great fundamental changer of their economic family's wealth, direction, prosperity. Those that seeded prosperity, not only for their generations that they have yet not named, but for themselves and their families as well. See, one of the things that the system has always taught us is never to look at a process of something. Never give energy to a process of something. We always want something right now. We never want to work to build something eternal. That is the ill effects of being addicted to a drug. You want the fix now. And no matter how many times you get high off of that fix, it's never, ever enough. No longer will $1 be enough of a high. $10, $20, $50, $100, $100,000, $1 million. Because they have put you on their system and have gotten us to willfully choose to engage and to energize that. We are very hardworking individuals. We work just as equally hard to destroy our prosperity as we could do to build it. There is a lot of energy and effort given in all forms. Just standing there and doing nothing is energy and effort, because there's impulses in your mind. There's impulses in your body. There's frequencies that are telling you should do this and do that. The natural body itself will have impulses for you to move, to go to the bathroom, or go here, go eat, go do these things. But you can even ignore those when you're high. And we've been so addicted to this debt drug that the when there is time to rehab ourselves, the overall withdrawals from that can be quite severely shaking. And the drug withdrawal, the overdose, and then the withdrawals from the overdose is going to be quite shaking economically, physically, mentally in the future. Very, very important for us to know these things. There are things that you should be doing, and there are things that you could do. This is one of the things we will be discussing in Dallas. My man Jambone is there getting ready to go to jam. You have to get in front of this now, because the rest of the world is already establishing everything to move in, to seize it, and to take the opportunities for that debt to fall. And they will look at you as those that have to service that debt, because you're the ones that still hold and create that debt. You held this up so much, it was stealing from me. Now, you're going to have to be held accountable of that crime. It's deep, folks. And it's only going to get worse. We got my man Jambone that's in queue. Want to go to Jam? Jambone, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What you got for us today, my brother?
Oh, I was going to ask some questions about Trump's strategic plan. Of course, you know, by the way, greetings, everyone. How you been, Brother Wren? Everything good?
Yes, sir, my brother. Thank you, Jambone, for you being you, everything you said, and just you being my man. Go ahead, Jam.
Okay, I was trying to figure out Trump's strategic plan. We all know that I think it was like earlier this year he had passed a bill for the was it North Dakota pipeline to run through. So we already knew he was going to flood the market, but we didn't know what was the reason for. And only thing I could think of other than like. Possibly making more smaller oil production countries going to default. What I'm thinking is, you know, like some are saying in blogs that he wants to raise the dollar because we all know, like if oil shoots down, the dollar goes up. If the oil goes up in price, the dollar shoots down. And I'm trying to figure out, you know. What is the whole plan, you know, what he's doing, you know, is it where that he could purchase more precious assets if the dollar goes up and the oil commodity go down? how will this affect precious metals and other like rare assets around the world? I know that everyone in America, they'll benefit from the, you know, the price going down, but, you know, many other nations would too, because they could buy oil at a cheaper price. But, you know, how would Trump and other billionaires or corporations benefit from this?
Great question, Jimbo. And I'm going to just say not any of this is Trump's fault. Not any. Trump is the celebrity figurehead, in my opinion. This is my opinion. And Trump is doing exactly what his status as a celebrity reality show and as a celebrity real estate person is, what he's known for, bankruptcies. So he is to actually be the face of bankruptcy, to carry that overall that legacy and that reputation continuously. That's why he was chosen for this. Now, I would just say this about the pipeline. The pipeline, in my opinion, from a geopolitical standpoint, is not what it appears to be. The reason why they want to bring that pipeline to market has nothing to do with the United States at all. It has everything to do with the rest of the world requiring that pipeline be brought to market. Just like in Nevada, when the Bureau of Land Management took ranches from in Nevada. And then it finally got to a head where it took the Bundy Ranch. They were trying to take the Bundy Ranch. That had nothing to do with the United States at all. It had everything to do because the United States was in default and had to give up assets because of that. This is why Trump is, they say, and they're bringing it on Trump and everything, but this is, and that's a cover, selling the strategic oil reserves. Now, who do you think is going to be getting that oil? Countries that can use that, won't just be China. There'd be many countries that will get that oil because they're going to sell it on the market. They're going to use that oil to do what? Facilitate their new economy that's going to be based in assets. And they're going to continue to siphon the U.S. strategic reserves to before it's no more U.S. or strategic at all. That's the real reason. These commodities, it's just like you and I, Jambone. If you and I were in business and some person that owed us no longer could pay us, we would go to somebody else and say, go take their assets and bring it to us.
That's right.
That's exactly what's happening. That's why those pipelines, that's what's really going on. These are the indications that the assets of this country are being siphoned away. Here's the most important thing. It won't stop with oil. I'm going to tell you where it's going to stop. It's going to stop with you, the people that so-called call themselves citizens of the United States. You're a commodity and a resource to this nation, and it will sell you out to the Well, it won't sell you to the bidder. It will default your labor opportunity, your manufacturing, your energy to the debtors that it's gone into default on. Just like in Greece, just like in Puerto Rico, just like in the United States, the untied states. This is about seizing assets. This is receivership, folks. But see, most of us won't see it that way because mainstream media hasn't said it, that this is it. You believe what they tell you. And that's the key to magic. So, man, Jambone, great, great call. Great, great point. And what I say, how is this going to play out in the other assets are only going to continue to rise because those nations are going to use that new economy to do what? Build their asset base so that they can do what? Trade with other nations in the Silk Road, the One Belt, One Road, and the AIIB, and through the BRIC nations, through the EEU, the Eurasian Economic Union, and all these other unions. All of this trade is the economy will not collapse. It's the common person's economy here that will be in default. That's what the whole setup is. Been had. Great, great question, Jambone. Great, great point. So we got
I was going to say you're right about some of the other assets are possibly to soon rise. I was reading an article the other day was talking about that zinc supposed to skyrocket soon because the infrastructure of the other worldly countries that are you know, their economy is growing, that they what they're going to need.
Now think about it. When the United States gets kicked out of Afghanistan, they won't be able to take the rare earth minerals, rare earth elements out of Afghanistan anymore. When they get kicked out of this country and that country, then they, this all starts the perpetual downfall. And it's all been historically laid out in the plan. This is following the steps to demise. And this is the natural process of subjugation and enslavement that we're seeing. It just is an act of continuance. It's an act of furtherance. So very, very important. Great, great points, Jambone. We got to get ready to go because we're almost out of here. We got Brother Davis is on the line. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Go ahead and please give us the fortunes of what tomorrow's show is going to be about.
Hey, well, it's always good, brother. Look, I got on a little late tonight because I was doing a little social work. But look, tomorrow night's show is going to be about programming requires you to participate. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because with everything that's going on, it's going to require you to participate. If you don't participate, which is where I'm going to lead you to, you literally throw a rock in the pool. But as people, we're going to have to start throwing rocks in the pool anyway if we want change. They're not going to submit. We need to understand two things. One, programming requires you to participate, and due diligence breaks the program. So I look forward to having you guys here tomorrow night on Tando Radio so we can get an evening of understanding what the importance of due diligence is in breaking the program. Thanks a lot, Brother Dave. I appreciate you, man.
Much love, much respect to you and Sister Davis, Brother Davis. Looking forward to that. Programming requires you to participate. Looking forward to that. Much love, much respect. So before we get out of here, thank you, Jambone. Great, great question. Brother Davis, thank you for you being you and doing what you're doing. Scotty, for you doing. If you'd like to get in a couple of minutes, we got left. Got 2 minutes left. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And you can start to see the restructuring of everything economically right now as you speak in the so-called United States, because it's prepping itself for its courtroom plea for bankruptcy protection. So make sure that you protect yourself, your family, and our community before that happens. Very, very, very important. So very, very important. So if you got any questions or comments, like to get in before we get out of here, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Definitely be prepared for all of this. And so if not, Brother Braggs, if you would, if you had any comments that you wanted to make or anything that you wanted to chime in on that. If not, then we're going to get ready to get out of here. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out. And I would just say definitely tomorrow with Brother Davis, you definitely want to be here for that. That's going to be a great, great show, as all of Wise Wednesdays are. And so I don't know, there's Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, Brother Bragg, what's going on?
Peace,
Brother Bragg.
Great show, man.
Thank you, brother. We got to do one on Thursday. You and I. Right. Hold on, brother. We got to do one on Thursday. Some historical truths Thursday. Let's do that.
That'll work, man, no doubt.
Okay. We're ready. No, thank you, Brother Bragg. Much love, much respect. Never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.